Good morning.
Well, number 226, Matt and John. John, you picked this week's movie, Kung Fu Ghost. John, I really, really want to know what you thought about this movie.
I got to say, I was hoping for a better ending. We've had some bad endings, so this isn't the worst. But boy, it's up there. It's like, God, what a pointless, dumb ending. It was no Dead Sexy, I'll tell you that. We're gonna have a haunted house. That's the one we want.
Boy, oh boy. You know, after that movie, when I just get teased with a kiss, I'm like, come on. Yeah. I thought we're gonna at least get a ghost hander or something in here. I mean, nothing, John.
Nope.
Nothing.
Nope.
This was a little rough. A little rough.
There was so much potential here. This movie had a lot of potential, but it just couldn't pull it together at all. There were times like I could see some good comedy, some good funny lines in here, and they didn't do it. You know, I see, you know, some sweet kung fu really kicking in, and then it just never quite got there. And then like a twist at the end, and, you know, something awesome, and that didn't happen. Oh, yawn. Oh.
Yeah, it's this movie left me, you know, last week, John, with Maximum Overdrive. I told you I probably had the most questions watching a movie I've ever had. This movie left me with a lot of questions just revolving around ghosts.
Yeah, ghosts in general, right?
What they can do, what they can't do. Because I was very confused about what a ghost, you know. I think one example was, what I say? There was something that really cracked me up. I'll find it. I don't know. There's plenty of them. So this movie is basically a woman gets left a house, her grandpa's house. And so she travels to America, and she has to stay there a week to get the house. And then it turns out Grandpa's ghost is there, along with another guy, which I don't know why he's there, really. There's plenty of stuff, John. If you know, if I miss something, you got to let me know, because I'm still trying to figure out old Willie, why old Willie's hanging around.
William.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't understand, really. I get they were all and John, I know you loved it when we went back to Nam.
Yes, I absolutely loved it. Are you kidding me? I didn't take the time to figure out what movie that was that it reminded me of, though. I forgot.
I know. What was that one?
Was it
the 17? Wasn't that Velocipastor? That did the 17 year?
It was the 17 year thing. That was Repo, the genetic opera. but you're right. I think Velocipastor was the nom. Yeah, that's what it was.
Of course, Repo, number 53. And then Velocipastor is number 56.
Repo being a movie that's completely sung, the entire movie is a musical. Not one word is not sung. That'll get you thinking.
It'll get you something. Oh, boy.
And then Velocipastor with the best special effects that didn't happen.
That movie has a lot of the best everything. I mean, I'm still waiting for that sequel.
I'd watch it. Right. Yep.
We're waiting here. Yeah, we got a couple of good sequels we're waiting on here. You know, we gotta get these things going here. We need them.
Not this
All
one. Not this movie. They can skip that one.
Oh boy.
I liked in the opening of this movie, though, we get our main character, Daisy, and she's opening bills and just trying to get her cat to pay the bills. And I'm like, well, that's an interesting thought process, but I don't think that's going to keep your lights on, hun.
Meow.
Oh, that's electric bill. You pay that. Oh, vet bill. You definitely gonna pay that
Oh boy. Oh boy. Yeah, this is when she's going through her mail. She gets the letter that says, "Hey, congratulations, your grandpa died. You get his house." So, she hops on a plane from what is it, Vietnam?
Vietnam, yeah. And they had the opening, they did a lot of like nice visual effects of Vietnam. And I only reason I recognized it was because they did a Vietnam special on the Grand Tour. The
Oh.
and when I was over there, they did that. They did a couple of things, and I'm like, hey, I recognize this place. That's Damn. So I did catch on pretty quick. I was like, I know what this is, but then they left immediately to go to America. I'm like, okay, never mind.
Well, I always see it on the, on the Prices Right as a trip to Vietnam there. It's gonna run you like 7, 8 grand there for 6 nights stay. So
Jeez.
round trip coach from LA to Nam. Yeah.
Oh. It's funny though. She gets to America to go find this house. She got to walk down this like path in the woods to get there. They're trying to make it all creepy, and I'm thinking to myself, God, this is an amazing place. I would love this so much. Surrounded by woods, you have to go back a ways, secluded. I'm like, oh, sign me up.
Well, I didn't get it because she's there with the attorney, and then they stop, and she's like, "This place is fucking haunted." And he's like, "Yeah, it's fucking haunted. Good luck. See you later." I'm like, what? All
Yep.
right.
She's like, yeah, you're right. It's pretty fucked up. See ya.
What? It's not like there was a ghost hanging out the window or something. Like, all right, well.
It's weird, like she's walking and she sees him, and they're like at the back side of the house. And so then they walk from the backyard to the front yard. And in the time it takes to go from the backyard to the front yard, it becomes pitch black outside.
I know, I saw that too. I was like, man, how big is this?
Yeah. Of course, that it sounds about right because I think it's dark at like 5 o'clock right now. So,
Yes. I looked at that like in a couple of weeks, it's like sunsets at like 5:04. And I go, come on. When do we make the kick over to where we start gaining a minute? Come on.
it's
We.
gonna be a little while yet. Yep.
It's so stupid. Why are we doing this? We don't need to do this. We don't. I lived in Arizona. We were like, nah, we won't do that. We're not doing that. We're just not. My God.
Yeah. Stupid daylight savings crap.
She's at the house. She FaceTimes with her friend who I think her name is Auntie.
Auntie, yep.
Okay.
So in this movie, we meet Grandpa, and I'm curious, do you think Auntie is Grandpa's daughter or just not related? I mean, I don't know. Because it's interesting that in no way, shape, or form does he or she care about each other.
Well, that's what I thought. Then I was like, maybe that's just her name.
Maybe it's just her name, yeah.
I don't know though, so I don't know. So she calls her. She's like, oh, just do it. Just do it,
She's like, yeah, there's
Excuse
definitely going to be dead bodies in the
me.
basement. And the walls are probably going to bleed and shit. And
That's not too bad.
then she's like, oh, you look super cute in that outfit. And she goes, yeah, I look super cute when I get murdered.
There's a small cleaning house montage, followed
Yeah.
by two guys in the house looking for something. Hello.
Yeah. Just some dudes in there. And she's in her bunny PJs and she grabs herself a frying pan and you know where this is going.
Oh.
Nope, she just misses them entirely and smacks herself and knocks herself out. All right. Well done.
So they're looking for, all we hear is an artifact. Well, turns out it's two. Right, John? And
Yeah,
what
there's
are these
apparently two of
called,
them.
John?
Oh, geez.
You know what I wrote down, because it's the bell, right? And then I put down the Doja Cat because they keep calling it the Doja or something like that. I just wrote
Yes,
down
yes.
Doja. It
They
sounded good. The Doja.
doja and the bell. Yep.
Doja
Yeah. So
Cat.
when Daisy wakes up from knocking herself out, she's like, "You got me all tied up. Are you guys like perverts or something?" They're like, "No. We just want that. You want your stuff." And then once again, it's like immediately becomes nighttime again. Like time in this house is really weird. I don't know. Like, how long was she knocked out?
So this is where Ghost Grandpa and Ghost William show up. And oh boy. Now, you get why Grandpa's here. It's his place. And I'm sure I probably missed something because they were trying to tell me so much about this William guy being a doctor, artist, or I don't know what. And why he's there. He had somebody, some girl he loved later on, blah blah. Oh boy. Oh, there's a lot. They both show up here. And I wasn't sure because then they say they're only visible to those with psychic connection. Okay.
Yeah, so apparently Daisy has that ability, but when she calls Auntie, not so much. Well.
Well, they mentioned something here that led me to my first ghost question, which was, do ghosts snore?
Why?
So
And
I don't know.
I'm not like, do they sleep? And it's like, that's a good question. Like, if you're a ghost, do you sleep? Because, like, one, you obviously your body doesn't need it. You don't really have a body anymore. But like, if you never slept, that might be sad. I that would be weird. Like, in the afterlife, if you never sleep. Yeah, never thought about that.
There you
Deep
go.
stuff there. Another weird thing, right? So we got Ghost William and we got Ghost Grandpa. And at some point, Daisy starts telling Grandpa what a douchebag he was because he didn't come back to Grandma. And I'm like, where's Ghost Grandma? Maybe Ghost Grandma doesn't give a crap about Ghost Grandpa. That's where she is.
Yeah, she's like, keep away from me.
She found herself a new ghost to hang out with.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts, though, where she's like, you know what? You're a real piece of shit for doing that to grandma. You know that? You're a piece of shit. That's what you are. And he's like, oh, no, she got it. She's like, no, you're a piece of shit. All right.
Nope, well, you
This
definitely are.
is where she thinks to herself, she goes, oh. Well, this William Ghost character's kind of cute.
Yeah. Now, what are you thinking? Okay, so fine. You think he's cute. Whatever. Where do you think this is gonna go?
Well, I mean, John, we find out here in a minute that they can kind of touch you.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, so I
So,
don't know.
and this like there's so many questions, right? So he says she's like why don't you just fight off these bad guys yourself? all you gotta do is pick up a knife and you go stabby stabby, right? And he's like, well, and but there's so many things about these ghosts where you're just like, what is happening?
Yeah, no.
She does manage to get them to clean the house, which is interesting. She's like, oh, I'm cleaning this whole house by myself. It's so dirty. I'm very tired. And they're like, okay, we'll help you clean. And she's like, okay, yeah, suckers.
Nothing quite like, that sexy word. That was making breakfast and
No
cleaning
kidding. While you slept, when
and
you woke up, the whole place was clean and nice
not to mention a good banging.
and
So, I
good
mean,
bang. A really good bang. Yep. That movie was so good.
that's of course number 147. That
Yes. If you're
sucker.
thinking about watching this movie, don't. Go watch that one instead.
I concur.
Much better.
A bunch of, I'm gonna put ninjas, question mark. They come in the house and she gets tied up. And this is where we see Grandpa for the first time do something I think he enjoys a little too much, and I'm gonna put this delicately. Grandpa enters his granddaughter.
Oh God, that
For the first time.
sounded horrible.
So
Was so wrong.
he can just go into her and then he becomes her and he's a master. This guy didn't look like he was quite the master of the kung fu arts to me, but
No,
I
he looked
mean
like he was a master of the culinary arts.
you could be surprised. I've seen that movie with the panda. He can cook pretty good,
The panda. Yes,
right?
he looked like a kung fu panda. Exactly. Yep.
But boy, oh boy. Well, that's one thing I didn't get in this movie is we got Grandpa. He knows Kung Fu. But literally the whole movie, he's telling her she's got to do the splits to train to become better at Kung Fu.
Yep.
What? You're a Kung Fu master. It seems like he does a good job in the first fight here.
Yeah, but he tells her, he's like, you're so out of shape. It was hard for me to even kick. Like, what are you doing? You need to exercise. And she's like, you need me to exercise? Like, no, I'm not exercising. And then when she wakes up in the morning to ghost grandpa exercising, and I said, well, I said, time out, time out. Now you tell me ghosts can maybe sleep, maybe they don't sleep, and now they have to exercise. I'm dead and I still gotta work out. Oh, F me.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. Grandpa leaves her. And this is where we find out ghosts are fine with beatings, but not murdering, like you said.
Yes.
And then the ghosts kind of talk to each other like, well, she'll get an explanation eventually. And you're like, what the fuck is that? What? Maybe you should tell me everything before you enter me and use me as your picking vessel about what's going on. We get some ghost tickling, so they can tickle.
Oh, Grandpa says his back is sore. You're a ghost. She goes, you are dead. Very, very dead. You don't have any back muscle.
are very, very Then this is something like she's just dancing around, and then we get William playing the piano, and John, I literally wrote down they're gonna make us listen to this entire song. I just have a feeling we're gonna listen to this entire song, and then they dance, John. Oh boy.
Daisy is flirting with Ghost William. We get some backstory. William was a good friend with Grandpa.
There's something I
Yeah.
don't. And he goes in for a kiss, but then she was dreaming, I guess.
Yeah, I think it was just all a dream. It wasn't real. She had a dream about William.
Oh.
That's what it was.
Well, then Grandpa is trying to wake her up at the butt crack of dawn, and she's like, the roosters aren't even up. Right? And then, boy, I gotta tell you, if I'm gonna put down something in the movie I wasn't expecting, I can say I was not expecting a cartoon rooster to show up at
Yes.
this point in the movie, John. I gotta tell you.
Yes. Yes. When the cartoon came out, I'm like, what happened? Did I change a channel or something? This doesn't make sense. And they're like, how much of this movie is going to be cartoon? Because it was
Oh man.
interesting, but like I wasn't expecting it. That was it. It was just like what, 10 seconds of the movie? It was cartoon. Just this
It.
rooster.
Why? Why? They couldn't find stock footage of a rooster fucking crow?
How much did that cost to like put in 10 seconds of cartoons? Oh my gosh.
Know. Oh, that was something though.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that. I'm like, huh, I didn't see any of this in the trailer. I wonder how much of the movie is going to be like that. None of it. Not just that. That's it. Oh well.
We get some training here. We're doing some stretching on the floor, then the counter. We're getting some side splits.
Gotta limber up.
And she's bitching about her, and he's like, here, take some medicine, or it might be dirt. It's dirt.
Disturbed.
So she FaceTimes her friend again or whoever.
Auntie.
And this is where I had another question because do ghosts need glasses?
Yeah, not
Because.
the best sight. And apparently, Grandpa didn't know what the internet was. So I'm like, how long has Grandpa been dead? I don't know.
Right? How long has he been dead? It must have just happened because he just got the paperwork.
Right?
Oh, maybe he's just his own little place there, He just, I'm guessing he's just guarding the Doja Cat and the bell and doing his stretches all day.
Straight.
He ain't got time for no Google, all right?
Yeah, so Daisy can't see William or your grandpa, so she just thinks maybe Daisy is on drugs. And Auntie's like, Daisy, are you on drugs? You know what I said? If you're thinking about doing drugs, call me first so we can share.
Oh, but boy, they want to talk boys, right? And she's like, let me tell you how to get this man. All right. You show that skin, pucker those lips. All right. All right.
Little duck face.
Oh boy. Well then, I love bath time here. Now I didn't quite understand. So we got Daisy taking a bath, and then she sees William, I don't know where he is to her, reading.
Yeah, like in like the same room or next door, within sight of each other. It was weird.
I did like it when she said, being sexy is difficult. And then he tucks her into bed.
Yeah.
What do we got? We got more training, stretching. We hear that these artifacts are very powerful or something for some reason, John. Not sure still why, because we find out towards the end of the movie that they were just given these by a guy dead in some water.
That's right.
So, don't know. Wasn't like he was somebody important, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I missed that part. So she's like, well, let's go check out the attic. And then this William guy, oh, this ghost William shows up with a little flower. I'm like, oh boy. I thought for sure they were gonna bang. I would have put $2 that they were gonna be in bed together, at least playing a little tickle tickle. You know, that's what I was thinking. I thought we were going to get Tickle Tickle Time.
Nope.
Nope. But this is where we find out he's a doctor artist guy who served in Nam with Gramps. And he was a doctor too.
Yes. Yes.
This is where we get the very moving "you're a piece of shit, grandpa, for leaving grandma" speech. He's like, no. And she's like, yeah, it cracked me up. It really did.
Let's see. There was a little you went quick through some of my notes here. I had to catch up with you for a second. I don't see if
Oh,
there's
go
anything
ahead.
interesting that we missed
Go
here.
ahead.
I don't think so. There
I
was
told
the
you I might have
at
dozed
one
off there.
I know there was a
Go
one time when he woke her up to do more exercising. It was right before the rooster. She goes, "Are you a psychopath? Go
ahead.
away."
That's how I feel in the morning. I feel you.
No, thank you.
Oh, I don't like getting up. I know. I swear, John, yesterday morning I hit the snooze. I used to never hit the snooze. Right. But I hit the snooze yesterday. And John, I slept for those 9 extra minutes. I really did. I mean, and you know, it's like it's over. It's boop. Like boop, it's over. 9 minutes flies by and I had to get up to go make the big bucks.
Let's
What
see.
else
So,
happens
okay,
here?
yeah. So we found out that William's a doctor, and she goes, "Oh, how'd you find time to become a doctor and learn how to make things and to paint and to be so hunky?"
Yeah.
So they do. He's like, "Oh, hey, I can teach you how to make some pottery,"
Oh,
and
kiss my ass.
they do making pottery scene, and I'm like, "Look, William is no Patrick Swayze, all right? No Patrick Swayze, and Daisy is no Demi Moore, so let's not even pretend."
Yeah. No Swayze, no Wazy.
No way.
I go, they're really gonna do this. They're really, oh, well, they kinda tried.
Yeah.
Kinda?
Yeah. Daisy's really not good at it, and William didn't really try to
That is the part where I laugh. And he just looks down and goes, "You suck," and he just leaves. I was like,
Yeah,
"Okay, that's pretty funny."
she's like, "It's good, right?" She goes, "No, it's not." Leaves.
He just leaves. I loved it. I loved it. I got confused, right? Because the next thing you know, these very powerful items she's hanging on the wall.
Yeah, they're like hi specifically hiding these and protecting these, and she's like, "Nah, I'm gonna put it out in the open. Let's get some sunlight on this thing." So now the next time a ninja happens to walk into my living room, he's just gonna be able to grab it right away.
And cue the ninja coming in and taking it.
Yeah, Daisy's just kind of napping in bed with like some Pringles and stuff, and some Oreos. Speaking of Oreos, I have a terrible Oreo story.
Oh.
So there was some Oreos in the kitchen, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, I'll have some of those. Sure, I haven't had those in a while." Open it up, I take a bite, and it was like the most disgusting thing I've ever had. Because you know exactly what an Oreo tastes like, right? And I'm like, "This is what the hell did I just bite into?" And I look at the packaging, and it looks just like an Oreo packaging. The colors, the style. It was not Oreo. It was some off brand, and it was just wrong. Everything about it was wrong. It was like, "Oh, why would you do that?" It looked like it in every way. You know, the cookie looked like it, the packaging looked like it. But boy, you bit into it, and it was just like, "Ha, this is crap." Like,
I'll be the first to say I prefer a golden Oreo. I'll take a
oh, yeah.
golden Oreo. Okay.
Yeah.
But since we're on Oreo talk, I will say my wife cannot stand the filling in an Oreo.
Oh, interesting.
She will get rid of that.
No double stuff for her then, huh?
No.
Oh,
And oh boy,
wow.
yeah, I mean she
Wow.
just hates it.
That's
Hates it.
interesting. Wow. Okay.
We're doing Oreo talk. Let me make a left turn here and bring up something we had a conversation about today. I'm going to talk jeans with you, John. All right, we're going from
Jeans.
Oreos to jeans. All right.
Like Levi's?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
When you wear a pair of jeans, if you wear them, do you wash them after every time you wear them?
Well, usually when I wear a pair of jeans, I wear them all day, and then yes, I would wash them.
Okay.
I mean, it's rare that I'm going to put them on for like an hour, you know, and then say, "Oh, I don't really need to wash these." But if I wear something for a full day, it's going to get washed.
Yeah, we were talking about that today about do they need to be washed every single day? So we were having a little conversation about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a time frame that matters. And you know what you're doing, how dirty you are, you know how much food you dropped on yourself. But there's a
Yeah.
time frame I think that matters.
Well,
You know.
we have these, we have these discussions about random things. And I told you the one before about how many people she thinks sleeps naked. And I told her she's way off on these numbers she's throwing at me. I go, no. She thinks basically everybody's out here sleeping naked. And I go, no, they're not. All right, they're just not.
Oh,
Anyway, we're not going to get
I
back
can
to that one.
picture it.
Yeah, so anyway, we always come up with these random things where her opinion's different than mine. It's just funny where I'm like, where do you come up with that? It's like another thing is the cheese on the peanut butter. All right, that's a whole another thing
I
we
still haven't
talked
tried it.
about.
I said I
All
would.
right.
I haven't tried it yet. I'm gonna have to one day.
But yeah, this, yeah. Anyway. Yeah, there's your Oreo talk. I tell you, see, I don't mind the Oreo, but if I'm gonna get Oreo, yeah, you give me the super double stuff. Like, you give me all that
Make it
fake
right.
filling in there. All right, I
Yep.
want it all. All right.
Better have a good glass of milk too. Yeah. And
That's what
a sleeve. I need like a sleeve of Oreos. I'll
Yeah,
give me
right.
one. Or like seven.
I don't think I got any Oreos here. Oh, anyway,
I got
there's
some
you.
faux Rios and that
Oh
faux.
boy, what are you gonna do with those? Make the kids eat them. They're not gonna
If I'd have known we had them, they would have went in the with the Halloween
eat
candy. I think I'll leave them at work. That's what I'll do. Drop them off.
Oh man, do they look like it too? Do they look exactly
They
like it, boy?
look exactly like it. Like they copycatted everything about it. And then you have to look close and actually read it to realize, wait, that doesn't say Oreo.
It says Oreo.
Oh yeah, it's like Borea, what is that?
Everybody's gonna hate you at work. You're like, oh man, free Oreos.
You'll hear the what the hell
I'm taking a sick day. I can't do it.
all day.
All right, that's enough Oreo talk. All right. Oh, this grandpa does his morphin entering
Yep.
Daisy.
He enters his granddaughter.
But this fight is the interesting one though. If I remember right, it goes from tickling to attempted stabbing.
Yeah, he does a he gives him a purple dirple, I think, at one point. But then he ends up losing the fight because he gets hit with a pillow. I don't know.
I thought he was
Like,
like Kung Fu fucking master, John. I mean, come on.
yeah, Kung Fu Master, and he got taken down by the My Pillow guy.
It depends what's in this pillow, right? Because there's some pillows, man. I mean, they're rock hard, all right? I mean,
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
it's pillow talk now. Oh boy, pillow talk.
Oh, pillow talk. Yeah.
You get that?
Yeah. So, what else? We got a little stabby wound.
They
So
take
time.
the thing, right? They take
Yeah,
the
they take the doja.
doja
Yeah. Yeah.
cast.
So they only got one of the artifacts. They got the doja, and they leave Daisy with a little stabby wound. But in the morning, it's time for more training. And Grandpa says, "Oh, okay, do the splits on the chair." And she's like, "What am I, Jean-Claude Van Damme?" Loved it.
You mean star of Welcome to the Jungle,
Welcome to the Jungle. That's
number
right.
135, Jean-Claude Van Damme?
That one, same one.
Then, hey John, Warren's here.
Yep, Warren shows up.
Who?
This is the Warren is the bad guy. We didn't know
Who?
that really. Maybe they told us earlier, and I just wasn't paying attention. But yeah, Warren's
I think
the
that
bad guy. I don't know. I guess maybe
was
they did.
it. I don't
But
know. I wrote Warren's here. Who? What? Warren.
right,
All right.
So William, he takes the bell and just rings it at Warren, and he ends up teleporting outside and can no longer enter the building. And I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. But apparently it's not something you can keep doing. You can only do it like once. I don't know.
Well, before that, though, Warren makes Grandpa leave her body.
Oh yes. Yes,
So,
the Doja Cat knocks him out of Daisy. So we find out eventually that the Doja has power over the dead, and the bell has power over life. So we don't really know what any of that means yet.
No, or how that happened, or why.
No, or why, or where they came from, or
No.
do they have any meaningful use besides the silly things that they end up doing in this movie? I don't know.
Well, let's go back to 61 and Nam, John, shall we? Here we
Yeah,
go.
17-year flashback. Let's go. Back in Nam. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm wondering, we get this flashback of the war, and I'm wondering if Grandpa's fiance might show up during the war in the war zone. That would be interesting.
That would
Can't
just be
imagine something like
insane. I mean, that'd be
that. No.
oh, but instead we got our three guys here, William, Gramps, and Warren, and well, they're kneeling over a dead guy, and Gramps was like, well, he gave me these things, and they're really powerful. And they're like, what's that now? No, basically they're just like, okay. What?
Grandpa immediately said, "Oh yeah, this is gonna be a big responsibility." Like, how do you just found out about it? How do you even know anything about it? You barely had any chance to even talk about him.
Well, it's weird, right? Because they're like, okay, Warren got eternal life, but old William here had to die for it. And it's like, well, how did that work out? What? That's a bummer deal.
There had to be balance in the force, apparently, right? You can't have a Jedi if you don't have a Sith. I don't know, something like that.
It's funny you said that because on this next part, Grandpa starts force ghost telecommunicating with her here, right? It's like, huh? Huh? It's like Yoda reaching out here. I'm like, oh boy. Oh boy. This is after she's sitting in the woods with old William here, almost smooching. Almost.
Yeah, that's what it is, right? Yeah, Daisy and William are about to do some kissy kissy outside, and then Grandpa starts talking to her in her head, and she's like,
Luke, Luke.
So then she goes inside because Grandpa's calling her, and everybody ghosted her.
Oh. Well, she
this
tells
movie
what?
Is so bad.
Well, she tells William, "Oh yeah, not a name there. You had a fiance. Her name was Happy Diamond."
Oh.
Performing Friday and Saturday nights.
Diamond. She wrote letters to William all the time, even after he died.
What?
But apparently, even after she died, she still couldn't, like, ghosts can't hook up. Apparently, they can't find each other unless they stay in the same house. What's the story there?
Well, that's not true. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. But, you know, it doesn't matter. Warren's on the way. It's morphin' time. He's got to enter her again.
Yeah.
Then we get, I call them tank top ninjas. We get some more of that kung fu fighting.
Yeah, Grandpa, a.k.a. Grandpa via Daisy, does some real Jackie Chan on them. So, good fight. Good battle.
There's one point in this fight where the two bad guys kick each other.
Yes.
And that was a good move. That's a good move.
Yeah. It actually reminded me of a football clip I saw of the elite Chicago Bears linemen blocking each other instead of the other team.
Hey, at least somebody got blocked, all right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, these Lions are going to have a tough time this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Remember, watch it. Super Bowl favorite, Detroit Lions.
That's right.
With the Bears.
The Bears.
Oh, but everybody's got to get ready for the Thanksgiving feast and Packers Lions.
Good evening. It's going to be a good week. Stuffing.
Good get week. Ready.
Yeah.
So this part made me laugh because Gramps is like, all right, you know, I guarantee Warren won't even get near me to knock me out of you again. And then he fails. And he gets
like immediately. Yep. Because the dojo works, it just bing, and he's out of there. While Grandpa and William are, I don't know, paralyzed as ghosts or something.
I guess he kills the one guy. William gets, he's just dead. Can a ghost die? Dead. I don't know. Ghosts. Can you? I don't know, because they have to bring him back. Do you have to bring him back to ghost life? Is there a ghost death too?
An afterlife? Well, is that like Coco? Remember, like after nobody remembers you, then you really die? Like, what does that mean? That's kind of creepy.
I don't know. Well, basically he is, because next thing you know, there's so many transactions that happen here at the end here where people are going here and doing this so that person can do that. Like, you're just like, what? Huh? What? Hold on. Wait, William's dead? Okay, he's back. Wait, Daisy's dead? Oh, wait, she's back. Warren died? Well, where's Grant? What'd he do? Is he leaving? What? Huh? What?
Yeah, there's a lot of weirdness happening here. It's going to happen real quick here. So Warren, like, I'll give you the bell, and Daisy's like, you leave us alone, and I'll give you the bell. So she gives him the bell, and he walks outside to go to use it, and it doesn't do anything. Because somewhere in the last day, Daisy has become a master potterer and painter and made a fake bell. And I'm really impressed because her skills were not good enough to do this. But somehow she did and cured it in an oven and painted it and got it to dry and got it in a place where she could convince Warren it was the real thing. Because I'm sure Warren, after all these years of, would know what the real one looks like, but maybe not.
Mm-hmm. I know. After 60 years, you think he'd be tough to fool him, but
he's funny. He goes, "Give me the bell now," and she goes, "Nope."
There you go. What do you do then, huh? What do you do then?
Well, I'll tell you what he does. He did something I wasn't expecting at all. And that's he just starts explaining reasonably why he wanted it. And is like, well, if he'd have just said that from the beginning, maybe we'd have had a conversation.
It's one of the most brilliant bad guy movies you'll ever see.
And I'm like, obviously he's lying. He's just telling you a story to get what he wants. Like, there's no way he's telling you. He's like, oh, yeah, I got to bring Warren back, and the bell could bring him back if you just let me do it. And I'm like, no way this is real. Don't fall for this crap. But apparently that's actually what he was trying to do.
What cracks me up is the way they started this whole scene. Like, he didn't have to trade anything. He could have just took it, right? Like, before he knew it was a fake, he knew it was a fake bell, right?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't need to trade anything. Like, just go take it from her. She's just a tiny... Just go take it from her.
She's no longer a ninja master.
This is what I wrote down. I guess he ghost died because he does bring him back, but then she dies? Question mark?
Yeah, so it's the balance, right? You gotta bring Warren back, and then Daisy's life force goes away. She becomes Ghost Daisy. don't know that Warren can see, because he might not be connected spiritually anymore.
Well, this is where I had another ghost question, because he starts doing some ghost CPR, and I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, is that a thing? Can you do that? Well, okay. She's like, oh, it's okay, William, that I'm dead. And then Warren's like, all right, I'll just ring the bell and kill myself so she can come back. Now Warren's ghost is here, question mark.
Yeah, so now Warren's a ghost. Daisy's alive. William's alive. No. Grandpa's still dead.
He's ghost alive.
He's, but then there's like, maybe he's not alive, I guess. Because after a little while, they're like, you're not really here, are you? What do you mean he's not really here? What happened?
Well, Daisy's like, you know what? I decided I can be the guardian of the Doja Cat and the bell. And so then Gramps is like, you know what? That sounds good. I gotta go.
I'm good. He's like, I'm good with that. You good with that? Let's go, Warren. Let's go party.
Where are you going? Nam, I bet. You're going back to Nam, aren't you, you silly bastard? That's where you're going.
Yeah.
How's that work, right? Do you got to get on a plane to get the NAM? Or, you know what I mean? Like, can you just say, poof, send me the NAM? I need a ghost to tell me here.
Would a ghost need to use a plane? I suppose it could walk across the ocean, but it would take a while.
Now, we've seen asshole ghosts on planes.
Yes.
Of course, that would be, as soon as I find it here. Flight 666, number 145.
Jerks. Bunch of terrible ghosts.
Why can't you just kill these people at home? Why you gotta interrupt my flight, bro?
Yeah. Why you gotta bring all of us into this?
So, Grams is like, I'm out here with Warren. We get a long hug.
Mm-hmm.
And then... I'm going to let you answer this, John. William disappears and goes somewhere. Why?
Don't know.
Okay. See, sometimes I think I miss these things and I'm stupid.
Because he's like, I don't feel like protecting the Doja anymore. And Grandpa's hanging out with William. And I don't really like William. Or Grandpa with Warren. I don't really like Warren. So I'm going to just disappear. Why not?
Yeah, sure. Well, we learn is that when Warren sacrificed himself, now Daisy has eternal life.
Yes. So now Daisy can live forever? Fine. It's interesting. And you know what she does with that time that she's living forever? She learns how to play piano. I think that's all she's done, because that's about it. Got a pet, plays piano.
And John, I want you to explain to me what this ending actually means.
No, absolutely nothing. That's what it
Okay,
means.
because
It's
I, well,
worthless ending.
I didn't understand what they were going for. So what happens is she's playing a piano. There's a dog. Then this guy, I thought he fell through the ceiling or something. Some guy shows up. Well, it's William. It's his face. It's him.
Yep.
But
But
his
not
name is
actually
Noah.
William. Right. So some neighbor that looks just like William comes over, and Daisy's like, "Oh, come in, I'll make you some tea, and we can make some pottery together or something." And
I just didn't get it because this isn't William because he's like, my name's Noah. Do I know you? You don't seem familiar. So it's not him. All
right.
right. So my question is, why show up 25 years later?
Yeah.
Like,
Maybe he reincarnated in this neighbor's body.
oh,
Maybe
so
that's what it
he.
was.
Like they say, we all have a doppelganger. So he just found the guy
Could
who
be.
looks just like him, and
And that's good enough for
maybe
her, apparently. She doesn't really care what about the guy. She's all about the looks, I guess. I was so disappointed in this ending, man. I was just like, because you're like, oh, so she's got eternal life. She's got all this. She's been practicing ninjutsu now, and now she's gonna see her. She's like this awesome fighting. What? So, no, none of that. She's a hermit hitting on neighbor kids.
No, and all I can think is, boy, this guy is gonna think she's a vampire for sure.
Oh, absolutely. She's like, look, I was in the market for a new familiar. He goes, oh, what now?
Oh no, I know. I don't know. I'd let her bite my inner thigh.
Near the source.
Oh, what an ending. Oh boy. I thought for sure he's gonna be like, hi, I returned like I told you I would.
Yeah, I was thinking, I was going for the ninja. I was like, you're gonna be this badass crime fighting eternal life ninja or something. No. She put together a team. No. Warren came back and he's evil again. Nothing. None of that.
That's what they should have done is that she's evil. That's what they should have
Yeah.
done. The power got to her. She had to have it just like him.
Yep.
There you
There
go.
you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's ruling the planet. Right. There you go. There you go. Oh boy, but yeah, that's how it ends.
This movie,
There.
it had so much potential, man. It had so much potential and just could not figure itself out at all.
Yeah, it was something. It was
Ah.
something. Oh, but that's Kung Fu Ghost.
Even a great title, Kung
Yeah.
Fu Ghost. It was great.
It really is. You get the good title, John.
Yeah.
You get
Sometimes the
the
movie doesn't back
title.
Oh, well, I'm gonna need you to recover for me so we have a better next week.
I think I might have found it based upon the trailer. And I will quote my wife who is watching with me. Oh, of course there's boobs in
Oh,
it.
sold.
So that's what I like about these Tubi trailers, man. They show you boobs that there's boobs in it.
That's right.
All right. So mine's on the Tubi, like I said. This is 1992. John, it has a returning star from a previous movie. If you remember where Dave Marshak was. No, doesn't ring a bell. That was Ski School number
Oh, yeah.
207.
That was fairly recently. Yep.
And well, he's back. I don't think he's the same character, but it's the same guy. And this is called Miracle Beach. And from what I gathered, let me pull up the exact description because it was. It had me when it said genie in a lamp. So let me see.
Yes.
A down on his luck beach bum asked a cute female genie to help him seduce the woman of his dreams, only to realize that he might be looking in the wrong place.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it's the same guy from Ski School as
Oh
the
my
lead
gosh.
guy.
A genie in a bottle.
Yeah.
Exeter
Yeah, I'm telling you, I don't know if I can
Flexiter.
ever find that again, but I don't, every time I'm looking and I see that movie because it's still on there, I just go, oh boy.
Gold. Yep.
But yeah, it looks pretty promising. And so I was going to ask you, do you want to, are you going to be home next Friday? Do you want to skip next week? What are your plans? I'll be here.
We'll figure it out. I think I'm good.
Okay, well, let me know if you change.
All right.
All right, sir. I'll talk to you later.
Right, till then.
All right,
See ya.
bye.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.